Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much for always stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and now officially in the month of June, and you've had lots going on. First, we'll touch on, you had the farmers market yesterday, first one of the season, so just a reminder of how long that goes.
Right, so we are kicking off the summer with this full week. We had Kids Fest last Saturday, the Farmers Market last night, and then Friday Fest tonight. So for the Farmers Market, it goes on strong for all of June, July, August, and through September. So every Thursday night, 4 to 7 p.m., with the exception of July 4th, we'll be at Patti Park. But come on down and check out the Farmers Market. We've got a great list of vendors so far this year. A couple more will trickle in as we get on through the summer. But lots of great seasonal produce, locally grown within 30 miles probably, and fresh baked goods, handcrafted items. And so it's just a great opportunity to see what's out there. What's special about our farmers market? Well, one of the things I would say is that we are certified to accept SNAP EBT and double up food bucks. So for folks that have SNAP benefits, they can come on down to the chamber tent and swipe their SNAP EBT, get some tokens to use at the farmers market, and then also get double up food bucks as well to go spend at the farmers market with the vendors. Some of our vendors are also certified to accept the farmers market nutrition program. So that would be senior vouchers and WIC vouchers. And then we have two special currency programs that are unique to our farmers market. That's with the food pantry. They give out vouchers to their customers there to spend at the market. And then new this year, Iowa PBS Kids will be at the market on the second and fourth Thursday of the month, so that's next week, and they'll have some different programs for kiddos, and then they'll be handing out some currency, some market bucks, so that the kids can go spend with the market vendors at the farmers market. So lots of different currencies to manage, but ultimately it's all money coming in to the markets to shop with our vendors and support the market, and then hopefully people are also shopping downtown, dining downtown, exploring downtown while they're out and about. So different food truck every night. Techie Chef last night was always popular. We had ice cream for kickoff as well. Just a great to come down and experience a farmer's market. It ends up being a great gathering space for the community, but then also you can't beat a fresh tomato, a fresh produce that was maybe picked earlier in that day. Great chance to come out. And then of course, live music next door in Sumas Courts. Kicked it off and we've got just a few more weeks to go. So it ends up being a long summer of 4 months, but it's a great event for the community, so I encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, no, it's good. Actually, drove by yesterday and had a good crowd out there. So
definitely.
Well, good. I'm glad that went well. I was tempted to stop by and get some ice cream because I am a ice cream fiend, Lindsay.
You missed out because it's homemade ice cream.
Okay, well,
next time, I guess.
Yeah, that's gonna teach me. And then obviously, party doesn't stop because tonight you have Friday Fest, and
that's right.
That's going on. Just want to let our audience know, Raccoon Valley Radio, Little Big Red will be out there from 4 to 6 p.m. But the main thing goes from about 6 to 9.
6 to 9:30. This is a free, family-friendly event. Live music at the Bandshell by Suede. So they always say that they're a mix of rock and country. Looking forward to that tonight, 6 to 9:30. This is a bring your own basket type of event, so you can pack your cooler with refreshments, pack your picnic. We will have two vendors, so we'll have the fire department will be doing a grill out for their fundraiser, and then the junior class will be selling their brownie floats. So if you're looking for a sweet treat or grill out, otherwise pack a picnic. Beer and wine is permitted, if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but no glass at the park. So like I said, bring whatever you'd like, bring your own lawn chair, your blankets, yard games. We will have free will donation face painting, and then the Rotary Club will have mini golf as well. So just a fun activity, kids running around having fun, and again, kicking off the summer.
Yeah, no, and hoping for a rain-free night, just, yeah, nice weather. We've been able to get that for the most part. Hopefully the wind can die down a little
bit.
Thank you for all the details about that. And once again, Raccoon Valley Radio will be out there broadcasting live from 4 to 6 before kind of things really get going. And then, Lindsay, so after the weekend, I'm sorry. It's just like there's always, it just never stops.
There's always something, yeah.
Which is good. But a ribbon cutting is coming up on Monday. So where's this going to be at?
That's right. So we are officially welcoming Birdies and Beers out at the Perry Golf and Country Club with a ribbon cutting. So that is at 4 p.m. And really with the ribbon cuttings, it's all about introducing that new business, making sure that they feel welcome into the community, learning more about them, and then ultimately that fun photo op of cutting the ribbon. And so we encourage as many people that can come out, meet the owners, and see what's new. So Birdies and Beers is the restaurant operator out at the country club. And so that's good to kind of meet the faces, know what's going out there. Of course, I'm sure they'll be encouraging people to check out the country club and membership and all of that stuff. But if you've never been out to the golf course, this is a great chance to see it. Always encourage people to come out and be a part of that. So there's a nice crowd for the ribbon cutting.
Awesome. Okay, so that is Monday at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
So looking forward to that and welcoming in there. And then next Friday, you'll have your next chamber coffee. And so where is this happening at?
Yeah, so then on our second Friday of the month, we have our chamber coffee. So that's next Friday. And that will be at Van Wall Equipment here in town. And so, again, a chance to meet the folks that are working out there, see behind the scenes maybe. If it's not a business that you frequent, chamber coffees are always great for coming in, maybe getting a tour, meeting the staff, hearing the story. And so I always encourage people to come out and learn more about the community by showing up to those chamber coffees. It's a chance to network with other members, but really also meeting that host and learning more about them so that you know more about them and can share that at 8 a.m. But again, yeah, networking with other members and being able to share what you might have as updates and then learning more from the host. That'll be at Van Wall next Friday at 8 a.m.
It's right next to the radio station.
Yeah, so
out here.
No excuse. You can't miss it.
No, I won't miss it. I've seen from the outside, it looks like a cool building. So no, this will give me the right excuse to go. So thank you for that. And then, all right, this is something that you told me about. Next Saturday is Bacoon Ride.
That's right.
What is this? What is this?
You're just not from around here, are you? So
this is as Midwest as it gets. Here we go.
So usually on Father's Day weekend, there is an event on the Raccoon River Valley Trail that really celebrates the love of bacon, and it's called the Bacoon Ride. So they start in Waukee, and they come through all the way around on the loop, about 70 miles, and then they end in Waukee. So Perry is right on the map on the trail, and so is naturally one of the stops. So really encouraging people to take note of that, because there is literally thousands of riders that come through town on the trail for this event. They stop at each community along the way for beverages and bacon treats, and then they go on to the next stop. So it's an all-day event. We're expecting the traffic to be from about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in Perry. So things get started at 7, but people take their time coming around through the loop. So it varies. So we'll see probably that peak around 9 or 10, just from memory of when that comes. Usually weather dependent. If it's really hot, people get started early, things like that. So they'll come off the trail, head straight up on 2nd Street down to the Proletariat, take a break there. That's where the pit stop is. And then they'll head back on the trail on to Dawson. And so being aware, there's going to be a lot of bikers in town. In the afternoon, it should be all cleared out and looking for volunteers. So if you want to be part of the fun, contact the chamber. We help direct people off the trail and downtown. We'll be promoting Burr and counting down the days till that event and just being good for hospitality in the community.
A mini rag bri before it gets started.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it really is with so many riders coming out for some of these big rides that happen across the state.
Can we call it a bacon bri?
You can call it whatever you want to.
Okay, well, again, that is the Bacoon Ride happening next Saturday. Speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, any more highlights coming up here? I mean, I know it's always
always something. Yeah. Sip and shop next Friday. Lots of different community events going on. So just definitely check it out and get out there and have fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, we appreciate you stopping by and delivering all the goodness. Can't wait for, again, Friday Fest happening tonight. Thanks so much. And we'll chat next week.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. That is our Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti joining us here on our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.